Nolte, PBSWH reporter Yami Shalsandor sees dog whistle and paralyzed GOP candidate standing up. By John Nolte on August 27, 2020. PBS White House correspondent Yami Shalsandor ripped into paralyzed Republican congressional candidate Madison Cawthorn for standing up during Wednesday night's Republican National Convention. Cawthorn is paralyzed. He stood for the flag. This made Shalsandor want to lash out. Cawthorn was paralyzed in a car accident at age 18. During his speech he said, "Instantly, my hopes and dreams were seemingly destroyed. I was given a 1% chance of surviving. But thanks to the power of prayer, a very loving community, and many skilled doctors, I made it." Confined to a wheelchair, he's now running for Congress in North Carolina. His speech was unforgettably moving, one of the most memorable of the night, of the whole convention so far, even. See for yourself at the top of this page. Partial transcript. "My accident has given me new eyes to see and new ears to hear. God protected my mind and my ability to speak. So I say to people who feel forgotten, ignored and invisible, I see you. I hear you." In times of peril, young people have stepped up and saved this country, abroad and at home. "We held the line, scaled the cliffs, crossed oceans, liberated camps, and cracked codes. Yet today, political forces want to usher in the digital dark ages. A time of information without wisdom and tribalism without truth. National leaders on the left have normalized emotion-based voting and a radicalized identity politics that rejects Martin Luther King's dream. MLK's dream is our dream, for all Americans to be judged solely on their character. I say to Americans across the country, young and old, be a radical for freedom. Be a radical for liberty. Good stuff." And then it got better, with the help of two men and a walker. Cawthorn struggled to his feet and said, "And be a radical for our republic. For which I stand, one nation, under God, with liberty and justice for all." Shalsandor, the stupidest and most bitter person in the media not named Chris Cuomo, was deeply triggered by the moment and heard one of those racial dog whistles the dogs in our media, sorry dogs, only ever hear. Using her verified Twitter account, and in an effort to sound, like, smart, she vomited up this wordy hunk of bile. Madison Cawthorn made it a point to stand, suggesting that all Americans too should stand during the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem. It was a direct rebuke of actions by PPL, including black athletes who are currently sitting out games, protesting police brutality. "This is my favorite part of her tweet. It was a direct rebuke of actions by PPL, including black athletes who are currently sitting out games, protesting police brutality. Gee, you think? The most pampered and wealthy cry bullies in the world, cry bullies who can never smooch enough China ass, are sitting around getting paid millions to not play baseball and basketball. And the dumbest woman in the world with a White House press is all wound up because a guy in a wheelchair who is not paid millions to not play sports has a problem with that. Evil and stupid is no way to go through life, pumpkin." Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.